Well, I'll tell you what. Did you know when you woke up this morning, right there by your nightstand, His mercies were already new for you. They are new every morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll. Great to be the soundtrack to your Sunday morning. If you're not too familiar with this radio program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And friend, today is no different. Music from Randy Rothwell with Sanctuary coming up. Also, Mark Bishop, My Name is Jesus. Right now, here's Rend Collective and 10,000 Reasons right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Your holy
Rend Collective and 10,000 Reasons. Fred, I pray that you are blessed this week and hope you're having just some great family time this weekend, this past week. Of course, we celebrated Independence Day, July 4th, and my family and I, we were this past week out at our family vacation, our annual family vacation down in southern Indiana. We go to Santa Claus, Indiana, stayed at a nice cottage there for a few days and watched the fireworks every 4th of July down there. Always was good to do that, and always good to get away, and always good to have that family time. Well, there was a story a couple of decades ago in April of 1988. The Evening News reported on a photographer who was a skydiver. He had jumped from a plane along with numerous other skydivers and filmed the group as they fell and opened their parachutes. And the announcer reported that the cameraman had fallen to his own death, having jumped out of the airplane without his parachute. And it wasn't until he reached for the absent ripcord that he realized he was free-falling without a parachute. But nothing could save him, for his faith was in a parachute that never buckled. Friend, faith in anything but an all-sufficient God can be just as tragic spiritually. Friend, only with faith in Christ are we secure to face eternity. listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a
prepare me.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a
So the story has been told of 18-year-old Hudson Taylor, who wandered off into his father's library and read a gospel tract, and he just couldn't shake off its message. And finally, falling to his knees, he received Christ as his Savior. And later, his mother, who had been away, returned home. And when Hudson told her the good news, she says, "I already know. 10 days ago, that very date on which you tell me you read that tract, I spent the entire afternoon in prayer for you until the Lord assured me that my wayward son had been brought into the fold." Friend, isn't that a beautiful story? True story. Friend, let us not forget to pray for our unsaved loved ones.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, amen.
Worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you're listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Psalm 107 speaks of the redeemed, you and me, dear friend, the redeemed. And in 107 verses 8 and 9 says, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Watch this, for he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Friend, it is only in Christ can we find the satisfactions, the deep satisfactions that our soul and heart desperately, desperately needs.
My name is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I thought? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Bye.
Yeah, and this is a pretty song. It's the acoustic version of Amazing Grace right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Connect with me. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark Burns to help you get through your Monday morning. That's tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. for Mark and friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.